Good evening, everyone. Tonight's learning is sponsored by Rivki and Uri Lerner and family in memory of Rivki's mother, Sarah Reza Bas Ephraim Mordechai Zichrona Levracha, and by Sylvia Wang in memory of her husband, Yecheskel Tzvi ben Shmuel Yitzchak Zichrona Levracha. We didn't learn together last night, so tonight we start a new Shiloh of the week, and the Shiloh that I want to talk about this week is, if you have people who sit down together to eat, but some of them are eating milchiks and others are eating fleishiks, can they join together for a zimun? Can they be mitzdaref lezimun? We'll assume that they can eat together. Everybody puts out placemats for themselves in order to ensure that there's a sufficient heker. Those halachos we won't get into right now, but we'll assume that they can all sit at the same table as long as there's some kind of some feature of the table that distinguishes between the different meals and indicates that some people are eating milchiks, other people are eating fleishiks. Again, placemats is the most simple and straightforward. Now, they want to bench together. Are they allowed to do so? So the discussion begins with a Se'if in Shulchan Aruch at the very beginning of Orach Chaim Simen Kuf Tzadivav. In Orach Chaim Kuf Tzadivav, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Ochal davar isur, if you're eating something that is asur, apal pi she'eino asur ela midrabanan, even though the item is only asur midrabanan, it's not asur midaraisa, it's asur on a rabbinic level, ein mezamnin alav, ein mevarchin alav lo betchila velo besof. You do not, that person cannot join in a zimun, you can't have a zimun over prohibited food, and you can't make a bracha on it either at the beginning, a bracha rishona, or at the end, a bracha achrona, you would not make a birkas hamazon either. This Sefer Shulchan Aruch is based on a gemara in brachos and daf mem hei. That's in the context of the discussion of someone who's eating tevel. Tevel is untithed produce, produce from which there was no hafreshas trumos u'ma'asros. That is absolutely very much asur to eat. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal used to lament the fact that in thousands of years of galus, we don't have the same visceral reaction to tevel that we do to chazer, he once said. When it comes to, if you ask a Jew about eating chazer, they would have this visceral repugnance that at the notion that we could possibly be eating chazer. Yeah, when it comes to tevel, we just don't think, oh, it's tevel, yeah. So they didn't separate trumos and maizros. Is it really so bad? The answer is yes, it really is so bad. And because of the fact that we've been in galus for thousands of years, we've forgotten that, but certainly it is very, very bad. So if you're eating tevel, the Mechaber says you do not participate in a zimun, and you don't make a bracha beforehand or afterwards. Now, the halacha that you don't make a zimun is quite intuitive, and there are two possible reasons for it. Number one, obviously, if you're not supposed to be benching in the first place, then you have no part in taking, you have no place to take part in the zimun. Now, whether or not you should be benching on something that is usher to eat is actually subject to a machlokas among the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you should not make a bracha. So that's one reason. A second reason, however, is because in order to have a zimun, everybody needs to be considered to be mitzuraf l'se'uda. Everybody needs to be eating together. They need to be considered eating as one group, as one collective, in order to have a zimun. And if one person is eating something that's usher, I can't partake from their food. I can't eat what they are eating, and because I'm not allowed to eat what they are eating, they can't be considered together with me as part of the Seuda, but by mere virtue of the fact that what they are eating is halachically prohibited, they are considered separate and distinct. They're not considered part of the group, and therefore there can't be a zimun. So that's if someone is eating something that is entirely prohibited. Someone's eating tevel, someone's eating chazer. What about a scenario where one person is eating something that they are allowed to eat, but the other person, someone else who's sitting with them, is not allowed to partake? So that's addressed two se'ivim later in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Shlosha she'achlu ke'echad, echad nizhar mipas ovikochavim, ve'echad eino nizhar, o echad mehan kohen ve'ochal chalos, ava pisha oso nizhar, eino yachol le'achol em oso she'eino nizhar, v'lo yisrael em kohen, kima che oso she'eino nizhar, yachol le'achol em anizhar, ve'akohen em yisrael mitstarfin. The Shulchan Aruch says it as follows. Let's deal with a simple scenario. A Kohen is eating something that a Yisrael cannot eat. Let's say the Kohen is eating, the example in the Shulchan Aruch is challah. Let's say he's eating truma, and I'm sitting with a Kohen, I'm a Yisrael, I'm a regular Jew, a Pashto Yid, and I can't partake in the truma. Now again, the Kohen in this scenario is not eating anything prohibited. It's not like the previous case we saw where they were eating tevel or chazer, where it's something that nobody's allowed to eat. The Kohen is doing something that's perfectly fine and permissible for him to do. He's eating truma, but I am not allowed to partake of that truma. I'm not allowed to eat with him. Can we join in a zimun? So this too is based on a Gemara in Erech and Daf Dalet, and the Gemara says that you can have a zimun together. Why? Because in theory, there's at least one party that is able to eat the food of everyone sitting around the table. I'm not allowed to eat truma, but the Kohen who's sitting there, is he allowed to eat my food? Is he allowed to eat chulin? Of course he can. He has an elite halachic status that makes his his potential food. It expands his palate in a sense. He's allowed to eat more. He's allowed to eat truma, and that I'm not allowed to partake in the truma. But can he eat my regular food as well? Of course, he's allowed to eat my regular food as well. There's no halacha barring a kohen from eating chulin. It's not like they only eat truma; they eat regular food too. So in theory, because there's one party at the table, let's say it's two yisraelim and one kohen, and the kohen sitting and eating truma, because the kohen can theoretically reach to his right and grab food from Yisrael A, and he can reach to his left and grab food from Yisrael B, and he could eat food from everybody who's sitting there. He serves as the glue that kind of pulls the group together, and therefore he is mitzarek the group so that they can all recite Berachas HaMazon together and they can have a simon. Now what about our third scenario where you have some people eating milchiks and some people eating fleishiks? Now again, certainly it's not comparable to the first case. Everybody's eating something that they are allowed to eat. But at first glance you say the people who are eating milchiks can't eat fleishiks. The people who are eating fleishiks can't eat milchiks. So you don't have anybody who's able to bring the group together. However, it's not quite so simple, because you do actually have someone who could potentially bring them together, and who is that? The person who's eating? Milchiks. Why? Because we have a principle called kinuach v'hadacha. Kinuach v'hadacha means that if you undergo certain procedures, if you're eating milchiks, this is not true if you're eating fleishiks. We know that if you're eating fleishiks, you have to wait before consuming milchiks. How long do you have to wait? 1 hour, 3 hours, 6 hours, as I do. You have to wait at least some extended period of time before partaking in milchiks, according to the way we pass it. But when it comes to milchiks, we know that there's a principle called kinuach v'hadacha, where if you do certain things, we'll assume for simplicity's sake, you wash your hands, you wash your mouth, and you eat something parav, then you can go straight from milchiks to fleishiks. Now the question is going to be, is that sufficient to bring the group together? In the case of the kohen, he didn't have to do anything in order to take from everybody else's food. The kohen was just allowed to take from Yisrael A, and he was allowed to take from Yisrael B. Here we have this person who's eating milchiks who in theory can do something in order to enable him to partake of the food of his friends who are eating fleishiks, but he can't do it right away. So is that going to be sufficient to bring the group together for a zimun, or is that not going to be sufficient? Be'ez Hashem, we will discuss that question tomorrow night.